Blog Talk Radio.
Some second year, I'll be your host tonight on Inside MLB, alongside with my partner, Will McElhenney. And baseball is a tough sport to predict on a day in and day out basis, and it becomes exponentially more difficult to predict looking years into the future. But that's exactly what we're going to be doing here. The following is the first installment in an upcoming series that we've dubbed Inside MLB's MLB 20 for 20. In this series, we'll attempt to project the top 20 players at each position 5 years down the road in 2020. We'll kick things off behind the plate at the catcher position with backstops graded out according to this 100-point scale. Offense will be worth 55 points. While defense is certainly important behind the plate, offensive ability is generally the difference between an everyday catcher and a backup catcher. A total of 55 points were awarded for offensive skill set. Contact rate, batting average, approach, on-base skills, and overall power were all taken into account. Next is defense and speed. 40 points were put in that. Defense is as important for backstops as is for any position on the mound, so 40 points were given for defensive skills. Throwing arm accuracy as well as receiving skill, pitch, framing, and receiving error were all taken into account. Overall, athleticism was all factored into this section, as was speed on the offensive side of things. And the last one was upside factor. On scale from 1 to 5, players were given a bonus based on their upside moving forward. A 3-point bonus indicated that a player is expected to be back at essentially the same level 5 years from now, while more or less than indicated expected regression or progression. And the tiebreakers are, on more than one occasion, players graded out with the same overall point total. In that case, the first tiebreaker was who had the highest upside factor. If that's installed, then the second tiebreaker was overall offensive score. All bases, stats for courtesy of baseballreference.com, or advanced stats reports and pitch training numbers come via StatCorner. Stats are accurate through today. Hopefully that paints a clear picture of how players were graded and where the information is coming from. So with that out of the way, let's get in started. Will, are you excited for today's show?
Do you want the honest truth or what you want me to say?
You're always excited for the show, so.
Yeah, let's just say that.
Okay, so now we're going to start with our honorable mentions and our notable veteran omissions. So, Will, who do you have right now as, like, guys that, like, the next 5 guys that didn't make the list but you think are going to all be there?
I definitely think this guy named Leonardo Pasquarelli. He is currently playing baseball at the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga. And, yeah, I think he is on my honorable mentions.
All right, so for my first next class, I have Christian Bethencourt. He's on the Atlanta Braves right now. And my second next class, I have Andrew Knapp. He's on the Philadelphia Phillies. Who's your second next class, Will?
Which one's this?
Second next class.
I have a man out of Charcoal Hill High School. His name is Sam Elder, and he is more of a offensive catcher rather than a defensive catcher, and I think because of that, it will hold him back from being great in the big leagues.
Okay, and I'm just breaking news right now that we're just getting in. Jesse Hahn of the Oakland Athletics. He's set for cautionary MRI for his elbow. He is not expected to make a scheduled start versus Indians. A-star Jesse Hahn returned to Oakland on Thursday to undergo an MRI exam on his right elbow. He is not expected to make a scheduled on Saturday start in Cleveland, and MLB.com has learned. Hahn was to pitch against Indians on 9 days rest after experiencing tightness in his pitching elbow, but the A's weren't overly encouraged by his Wednesday bullpen session in New York, instead opting to have him checked out as a precautionary measure. Hahn, who is 6-6 with a 3.35 ERA and 16 starts under one Tommy John surgery in 2010, and said Wednesday this is the first time he's had any elbow issues since the operation. right-hander Chris Bassett, who recently allowed 3 runs over 10 2/3 innings, spending 2 spot starts for Sonny Gray, is expected to be recalled from AAA Nashville and pitching with a pawn on Saturday.
So, Benson, hold on. Benson, we have a caller in the 412 area code. 412, you are live on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, guys. This is Cliff Tool, and I live in Minnesota. I just want to say that I love what you're doing on the show, and I think you're doing a very swell job.
Clay, what do you have on? You're gonna have to listen around, maybe call back in. I want to hear what you have to say on my number 20th pick. Spoiler: his name is Pat LaCroix. He is a great player.
I think he's a very great player, but someone who definitely tops the list is Amanda Hugginkiss. That's a girl. She plays softball in college, but plays for the imaginary. I'm just going to go.
Thank you for calling.
All right. And so just to move into Jesse Horn a little bit, I mean, if you recall back to the buyers, sellers on the fence, I had the Oakland Athletics on the fence. I didn't have them sold. So they still, I think, have time to make a run. And obviously, Billy Beane's going to do whatever he can on the trade deadline. And losing Jesse Horn, I mean, it's big for them because now they have to bring Bass. And they also have to switch pitcher Vendetti on the DL. But Bass, I mean, he 6 runs, 3 runs over 10 to 13. That's not overly great. But then Sonny Gray, he did spot for him. So, I mean, they're not healthy. And if Jesse Horn and Sonny Gray don't get back into shape before July 31st, I think they actually are going to be sellers.
Yeah, definitely. I think this team is going to have to be a seller coming to trade deadline.
Okay, and we're going to move back to the next spot. So my third guy is James McCann, Detroit Tigers. Well, who do you have third?
Third, I have Michael Estrada out of Alaska Junior College. He is a great player, but not good enough on the speed side to make it.
Okay, my fourth guy is Jackson Reed, who's of the Washington Nationals. Who do you have at number four?
Number four, I have a guy by the name of Jackson Samuels. He is a good defensive catcher, but really doesn't have a whole bunch of pop in his bat to make it to the big leagues.
Okay, my fifth next five guys, Chance Sisko of the Baltimore Orioles. And, well, just to clarify, we're doing major league players, not guys out of Alaska junior colleges.
No, but he's guaranteed to be drafted. I'll tell you what team they're projected to be drafted by.
But just real quick, this is called Inside MLB, which stands for Major League Baseball 2020, not College 2020.
Then how come we were talking about the College World Series that one day?
Because it had to do with the baseball world. But today...
But I thought this was MLB, not Inside NCAA.
We're doing a series, a new series, MLB 20 for 20, not College 20 for 20.
But these guys are going to the MLB, so they're associated with it.
No, they're associated with the NCAA. Major League Baseball, they have to be in a minor league system. Do you understand?
Yes. There
okay,
goes my 2 hours of research down the drain.
So now it's time for our guys who we exclude due to age and expected regression. My first guy that I'm going to have out of it is Jonathan Lucroy from the Milwaukee Brewers. Who do you have for your first?
Is this an honorable mention?
No, these guys are going to be excluded due to age and expected regression. My first is Jonathan Lucroy.
My first is Francisco Cervelli.
Okay. My second is Russell Martin. Who do you have it to?
Russell Martin.
Okay. My third guy is fine with Kent. Who do you have at three?
I have Jonathan Simonelli out of the University of Puerto Rico, San Juan. He is an outstanding ball player, as you certainly know. But, hey, it's a minor league team.
Okay. My fourth guy is Yadier Molina. Who do you have at number four?
I have Brian Pena.
And a tweet just came out from breaking news. A tweet from John McGonigal just tweeted that Colton Wong just met with the doctors. Wong said he feels fine. Those dizziness or headaches should be good to go tomorrow against the Pirates Friday night. So I don't know if I like Wong being back for the Friday night game for the Pirates.
I like Colton Wong being back. I mean, this guy really stinks at baseball. He might as well be playing golf.
You had him as an all-star in our all-star prediction.
I did?
Yes, I had him right in front of me.
Well, I changed my mind. I'll pick Jose Altuve instead.
He's not in the National League.
But I thought the Astros were in the National League.
Is your baseball IQ just wrong?
Yeah, it's going down. All right, let's just get into the next player.
Okay, so my next guy is Steven Vogt. Who do you have next?
I actually have Dioner Navarro.
Okay, my next guy is excluded due to Asian expansion regression. And my final guy is Matt Wieters of Baltimore Orioles. Who's your final guy?
Matt Wieters.
Okay, and just a quick note for fans listening. Buster Posey, he's going to be included with the first baseman in these rankings as the expectation is that he'll make the full-time move out from behind the plate at some point in the next 5 years. And just a quick, do you think Buster Posey will be out from behind the plate within the next 5 years?
I have a question. Why doesn't he just stay at catcher, though?
Because eventually his knees are going to need surgery and all. And the Giants are hoping that he are trying to prevent that from happening.
Okay. I actually have a very bold prediction. I think Buster Posey is going to take over for the Giants in center field come July 2nd, 2019.
All right, well, we'll talk about that in 4 years from now, right? Well,
will there even be an Inside MLB in 4 years?
There will be an Inside MLB for many, many decades to come.
That scares me.
It makes me excited.
All right, let's go.
All right, who's your 20s? I'll give my 20s. Gary Sanchez of the New York Yankees. I have him for his offense. So 33. And the reason being is because he burst onto the top prospects team in 2007 when he hit for 329 and average, hit a 393 on base percentage and a 543 OPS. He hit 13 doubles and 8 home runs and 173 at bats, overreaching low at the age of 17. He's had a double digit home runs each season since. And he hit with a 270 average, 338 OBP, 406. OPS with 19 doubles and 13 home runs in the full season at Double A.
I just muted Benson, and what I have to say is that I think.
Okay, Will is muted. I don't know why he unmuted me, but he is in timeout. But I don't think Sanchez doesn't
Benson,
strike out.
Benson, the funny thing is, Benson, you have no idea what I said in those 30 seconds while you were muted.
Actually, I could hear you. You said Benson is muted right now, and I'm just about to say it, and then I muted you.
Put me in timeout.
We'll go in and timeout. We'll bring him back after the break. Fans, please stay tuned. We're going to give our 20 guys, it'll probably be a speed round. So please stay tuned for more Inside MLB, and Will will be in timeout during the break. PlayStation is, you do not win this.
We are now referring to Benson as Benley.
Do you want to go back in time out?
No.
No, we'll not refer to me as that again. All right, so we're going to do a speed around to get these 20 at him. We're going to give him our scores and brief explanations. So, all right, my 20 guys, Gary Sanchez, 33 offense, 22 defense speed, 5 upside factor, and an overall projection 60 and 100. Well, who do you have at number 20?
I actually have you, Benson. Like you've been telling me about how all these colleges are going to be scouting out, trying to give you scholarships. I think you will be in the big leagues by then.
Thank you, Will. That makes me very happy.
No problem.
Okay. Number 19, I have Wilson Ramos. He's going to be 32 in 2020. 33 out of 55 offensive outlook. 26 out of 40 defensive speed outlook, 2 out of 5 upside factor, overall projection 61 out of 100. Who do you have at number 19?
I have a man named by Yannick Gonzalez. He is actually on the Jamestown Jammers.
I love the Jamestown Jammers.
I know you do.
All right, my 18 is Kevin Plawecki. He's at the New York Mets. He'll be 29 come 2020, 34 to 55 offensive outlook, 25 out of 40 defensive speed, and 4 out of 5 for upside factor, a total of 63 out of 100. Who do you have at number 18, Will?
I have Cesar Hernandez. He is part of the Hartford Yardgate.
Okay. So my number 17 guy is Max Pentecost. He's of the Toronto Blue Jays. Come 2020, he'll be age 27. 31 out of 55 offensive outlook, 27 out of 30 defensive speed, 5 out of 5 upside factor, 63 out of 100 overall projection. Who do you have number 17, Will?
LeBron James. No, seriously, there is a guy on the Erie Seawolves with the name LeBron James.
Are you sure about that, Will?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, my number 16 is Travis d'Arnaud of New York Mets. 2020 will be age 31. I have him as the 37 out of 50 offensive outlook. 37 out of 55. A 24 out of 45 defensive speed. Outlook, 3 out of 5 upside factor, and a 64 out of 100 overall projection. Who do you have at number 16, Will?
Gary Bilkinson, starting catcher for the AAA and D.
Good thinking. Okay, my number 15 is Tom Murphy of the Colorado Rockies. By 2020, he'll be age 29. He has a 34 to 55 offensive outlook, 26 out of 40 defensive speed outlook, and a 4 to 5 upside factor overall is 64 out of 100. Who do you have at 15, Will?
I have a man by the name of Samuel Henning. He is a starting catcher for the Fresno Grizzlies.
Okay. My number 14 is Jorge Alfaro of the Texas Rangers. 2020, he'll be age 27. He's a 35 out of 55 offensive outlook, 24 out of 40 defensive speed outlook, 5 out of 5 upside factor with a 64 out of 100 overall projection. Who do you have at 14, Will?
Marcus Lux.
I love him.
What?
He's my favorite.
No, he actually, it's not Marcus Lux, you know, it's a different guy. He is actually the starting catcher for the Pittsburgh
Pirates. No, that's Francisco Cervelli, Will. What are you thinking?
I'm sorry, Benson. Like I said, my baseball IQ is going down.
Okay, we need to get you some study sessions. And Will is going to be studying tomorrow for 4 hours nonstop.
Can I come over?
Yes, you should.
What time should I be there?
9 a.m.
Got it.
Oh, wait. Never mind. I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Will's going to have to study you on his own. I'm going to see your point. Hopefully, Will's baseball IQ leverages between now and then.
Fans, I just have something to say. If you would rather us do a sports topic show instead of baseball,
are we going to get a break when we come back?
Call in and tell me, because
when we come back, it'll be time for a Stay Healthy Resistance and a speed round. Stay tuned. We are an exciting show left for us today. Please stay tuned. back on Inside MLB, and I'm going to release Will from his timeout now. Hopefully, some sense got into his head. Will, you're back from timeout.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're now going to have a super speed round, just giving the guys no explanation or anything like that. All right, so at 13, I have JT Realmuto's Miami Marlins. Who do you have?
I have Betty Simpson.
Okay, and who is Betty O?
Mount Lebanon Blue Devils.
Who is Betty of in the majors?
She actually is projected to be drafted by the Cincinnati Reds come spring of 2007.
We have a phone to Eric, who I think it's the same one. Oh, we're going to put Coy on real quick. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Me?
Yes, you.
Yeah.
Me?
Yes?
I was wondering how you think... Pirates backup catcher is doing.
Well, Chris Stewart.
Cervelli. I know.
Chris Stewart. I mean, he's done a really good job with backing up Francis Cervelli. He's part of the very cool personal catcher. And. I mean, for that reason, Gary Cole is going to sign a candidate. For that reason, Chris Stewart, I think, has been doing a phenomenal job for the Pirates.
Yeah, I totally think so. But there's a guy coming up through the minor league system. He has a name of...
Oh, yes?
No. Stop. His name is... Big Booty.
Big what?
He's a very... Big Booty, he's a very good ball player. He's from the Dominican.
Do you want to go in time out again?
No.
All right. Phone to Larry, because Larry's still with us.
Huh?
Okay,
can you sing us a song? Can you sing us a song?
Yeah.
Sing it.
It's the chicken nugget, oh, it's the chicken nugget. What is it? It's the chicken nugget. Add some ketchup, add some beans. I like french fries, eat some peas. It's the chicken nugget, oh, it's the chicken nugget.
Hold on. Brady, we needed that because we did this vote. Would you rather have it a baseball show or a sports show?
All right, it seems the caller has dropped from us.
You X'd them out.
That's not true. All right, we have to do a really speed round. Who do you have at 12 for me? It's Mike Zunino, the Mariners. Who do you have?
Mike Zunino.
11, Andrew Susek with the Giants.
Same.
10, Reese McGuire. Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yadier Molina.
Well, we discounted him. He's not allowed to be in this.
Oh, sorry.
Bad Will. Who do you have at 10?
Sam Smith.
I have Derek Morris of the Padres. At 8, I got Devin Mesorock of the Reds. 7, Austin Hedges of the Padres. And that wraps up our show today. Sorry, we cannot. Well, tomorrow, I mean, we'll give our top 6, right? Well,
yeah.
Please tell your baseball too, guys. I'm not going to be here tomorrow. But real quick, I'd like to thank Jason Sensible Gano for helping to send a production. Along with baseball girls.
Wait, Benson, don't you remember
yep.
what I had to say to everybody? My special announcement?
You're. Will's being put back into timeout for the meantime. But again, thank you for tuning in. My name is Benson.
Benson's in timeout now, boys.
Will has just been put back into timeout. And real quick, the White Sox extras on Alexi Ramirez's ankle come back negative. Wants to try to return versus the Cubs. Will is just frustrating me right now. Oh, it looks like he dropped. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Benjamin. My partner is Will Macklin. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will see you tomorrow. Have a nice day.